This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, Episode 7.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, my friend, welcome back. It's Alex Pardo with another Flip Empire Q&A show. And I want to address a common question that I've gotten for several years now. And as it relates to marketing and whether it's better to go deep or whether it's better to go wide with your marketing. And what I mean by deep versus wide is, you know, there's so many investors out there and even agents that when they send out their marketing, you know, whether it be direct mail or whether it be any type of online marketing, they try to cast as wide a net as possible. And it's a whim and a prayer to see what leads come in and see if there's going to be any motivation. If they're a wholesaler, if they're able to pick up the property at, you know, 50, 60, 70 cents on the dollar. But I think it's a mistake to cast a wide net out there and then just kind of sift and sort and see what comes in. I think a much better approach is to go deep. And what I mean by going deep is you want to be a big player in a small market. And when I say a small market, I'm talking about, you know, you want to drill down in, if you're operating in your local market, you want to drill down into specific zip codes and then drill down even further and go into specific subdivisions and specific neighborhoods where, number one, you know that there's a lot of cash buyer investor activity. Number two, you know that the days on market is pretty low. So in other words, whenever a property is listed on the multiple listing service, these properties are usually gone within the first 7 days. And oftentimes the really hot areas and hot zip codes, properties are gone within a day or two if you're in a really competitive market. And so it's much better to be that big fish in that small pond. The big fish in a small pond. Exactly. You want to figure out where are your hot areas. You know, we have in our business here, we've identified about, I want to say it's like 15, 16, what we call our hot zip codes. We know that whenever we contract a property in these areas, we can most of the time sell it very quickly to one of our cash buyers. And part of that is, number one, it's understanding your market. You know, I just alluded to the fact that you need to know days on market. If you have access to the MLS, it should be pretty easy for you to figure out, you know, which are the areas, which are the zip codes and subdivisions that have low days on market. And if you're not, you know, you definitely want to befriend an agent or partner up with an agent that can get you access to the MLS, or worst case scenario, can pull these reports for you that identify these areas that have a lot of great, you know, there's a lot of activity. There's a lot of cash buyers scooping up properties. And this is where you want to focus all of your marketing efforts. So as opposed to going after buying a list of properties in your entire county and then sending out a direct mail campaign, you know, focus in on 5, 10, 15 zip codes that, you know, again, low days on market, a lot of cash buyer activity. And then the last component to this is that you also want to market for buyers in those same zip codes so that now you know that when you contract a property in those areas, you're going to be able to quickly move it to one of your cash buyers. Worst case scenario, you can partner up with another wholesaler or investor in your market and co-wholesale the deal if you just don't have a buyer's list and you're getting started. But I think it's very important. Number one, you're going to maximize your marketing dollars because you're ultra focused now. You're laser, you know, you're targeting specific zip codes and subdivisions. And one of the things that has worked really well for our business, and it was really an aha on a handful of deals that we did last year, is when you pick up a property in a hot area, especially if the property doesn't need a lot of repairs or maybe it's just minimal repairs, you can swing for the fences. And oftentimes cash buyers, especially landlords, are willing to pay you much more than what your typical cash buyer rehabber is going to pay. You know, rehabbers, depending on your market and your area, roughly, you know, they're going to back out the profit that they want to make. Usually my experience is that you know, if a house needs 30, 40,000 in repairs, they want to at least make that back in profit. You know, a lot of rehabbers that we work with, they don't get into a deal unless they can make 40,000. And we're here in the South Florida market. So again, you have to understand your market, that those numbers may change. But what we found is that when we pick up a property in a hot area, we can swing for the fences. You know, we can mark that property up and price it, you know, maybe 80, sometimes even 85 cents in the dollar, as opposed to your traditional, you know, 60 to 75% on the dollar. And again, you know, just to recap everything, it's understanding your market. It's knowing how quickly properties move, identifying the hot zip codes and the hot areas. And then you want to combine, not only do you want to market for sellers in those areas, but you want to market for buyers in those areas. Try to understand what it is they're looking for and what types of properties they want. The better you can understand what your cash buyers want, now you can kind of go out there and find them those deals. And again, worst case scenario, if you don't have a buyer's list, you know, if you get the deal, it's easy to move it. You can partner with somebody or work out some sort of close wholesale fee. Pretty easy. It's not difficult at all to do that. So, yeah, I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear your feedback. Again, it's. I think the saying is, you want to go an inch wide and a mile deep. You know, you want to be that big player in a small pond, as opposed to, you know, having to cast out this wide net. Number one, you're not going to be getting the most out of your marketing dollars. You're going to be spending a lot more, and then you're going to be getting, you know, you're going to be attracting leads, and you might not necessarily have buyers for those areas. So figure out what's your sweet spot, you know, what's your bread and butter, and go out there and make it happen. Okay. If you have a question, go to flipempire.com/question. I'd love to hear from you. And check out the resources we have on there too. You know, I get questions as to what systems we're using. And I've detailed a lot of that in the resources section at flipempire.com/resources. So look forward to connecting with you on the next Flip Empire Show. I will talk to you soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.